You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
Welcome back into Zach and Evan here on Z Radio Live. We continue on with the show with our next guest, newest release. It's called Bastards. You're going to hear it in a little bit, but first we're going to talk to the artist who released it. It is Yellow Majesty. Yellow Majesty, a pleasure to have you on here. You know, if you want to say your Royal Highness at this point, with you being Majesty, how's it going?
I'm fine. Thank you for the compliments and thank you for having me on board.
Anytime. Do you get that a lot? Do you get the royal highness treatment?
Yeah, the royal treatment.
Of course, every day, every second.
They roll up the carpet, the horns play, and they have the whole.
You betcha.
Yes. Yeah. So tell us a little bit.
A lot of money is spent.
So tell us a little about your latest release. It's called Bastards. It's a 7-song. Album. Just what kind of inspired all of it?
So yeah, the album is titled Bastards, and it explores ideas that are related to, let us say, the more dissonant, disturbing, and sinful aspects of human nature. And I think that my main source of inspiration for this one was drawn upon, you know, general experiences and observations of our contemporary world, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And as with any other artist, I guess, that my main mission is to observe, interpret, and report. So this was the result of that.
Well, what inspired you to create such a dark album, as they say?
Well, as I said, I think there are multitude of things, but generally speaking, just look around and see what's going on around the world. Mm-hmm. Anything from having corrupt leaders to, you know, lots of nasty things going on, and just trying to figure out what the underlying causes and nature is of all this and draw your own interpretation of that is pretty much what inspired me.
Yeah, there's not nice people out there and there are good people out there. It's a mix of the two, you know. And it definitely is more creative when you talk about the dark sides of the world from multiple reasons. But, you know, tell us about the song Bastards. You know, where did that shine light? Where did that come about?
So I think it all started with a melody and a feeling and emotion. And generally speaking, when I write songs, I start with the sounds, because sounds is a higher form of language for me, at least. So I start from that and then try to attach a meaning to it, which becomes expressed through the lyrics. And I think the melody pretty much called for lyrics of that kind, so to speak.
Now, you're a Swedish-based artist. You grew up in Sweden. What is the music scene for you growing up in Sweden? What are you listening to? What's inspiring you as you're paving your way to become a musician?
I think it's pretty much the same as everyone else, I guess. I mean, the scene here is not so different from any other places. But, I mean, today you have access to so much music through the streaming platforms and this and that. But for me, I think I've always been drawn and gravitated towards rock music and a little bit heavier music. But also in contrast to that, listening to, because now I do pretty much everything in my project, from singing, writing, performing, mixing, producing. So I've been indulging myself to many other genres as well than the rock genre.
Who were some of your biggest inspirations in music? Because, you know, the rock genre is a very big genre and you like a lot of the heavy stuff. So who are some of the artists that really inspired you to start making music?
I think there are plenty of them and they vary over time. But I'm not sure who inspired me to start making music from the beginning. There are plenty of those. But I think one band that always been hitting a nerve one way or another is Tool. Mm-hmm. So I think they have always been a source of inspiration one way or another, because they keep push the boundaries and explore different aspects that, as you were saying, I don't know which one of you it was Zach or Evans, that when you write rock music, you always draw more upon the more darker sides. And
yeah, that was
naturally, yeah. Naturally you will always, you know, relate to that, what you see in reality. And the reality is based on both, but
yeah, as you said, man, Tool is a really eclectic band, and I that's the reason I like Tool so much, is because, as you said, they push those boundaries. It's not your cut and dry rock and roll heavier sounding band. They have, you know, they focus so heavily on the bass and then the melody, and it's just really cool. And I could see how everyone gets sort of some sort of inspiration from listening to Tool.
Yeah,
I hope so.
100%. I want to ask you though, why the word bastard? Why make that the title of the album?
It's thought provoking. It's catchy, and there's some truth to it. I mean, it's not about a specific person or specific group of people. It's more of how the manifestation of bastards can be expressed, and this is my interpretation I'm providing, and I guess that for the listeners, they have the freedom to like relate to it, as with any other good music and song. You can relate to it based on your own experiences and attach the meaning to it, rather than me having a you know, feeding the people with a spoon and telling them what the songs is all about. But I think the main reason why I chose that title is because it's the best title which captures the overall theme and vibes of the entire album, so to speak.
Yeah, and I love the album artwork for it. It's got this like creepy, smiley, like weird nosed guy face. What was the inspiration behind that?
So the cover art is made by a Finnish animator illustrator. She's her name is Inari Sirola, and she also did one of the music videos for one of the songs. We were discussing about how can we manifest some, you know, something that speaks the truth behind the word bastards and gives form and shape to that and makes it a little bit creepy, as you were saying, but still have this, because when you look at it, of course it's creepy, but at the same time it's a little bit comic. So you actually, perhaps you will, you know, laugh when you look at it, but still feel disgusted about it.
It reminds me of the in theater, the two masks, the comedy and tragedy. Yeah. That's what kind of reminds me of, like, if you blend those two together. So I think it really hits the nail on the head when it comes to bastards, because, you know, comedy and tragedy together, I mean, you're like, bastards.
Yeah, but, exactly. That's a good one. Yeah.
And I know it's hard to pick favorites on an album that you've created, but, you know, what is your favorite song from this album?
I think it's the title track, Bastards.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Because it's the most comprehensive one, and it captures elements from each and every one of the other songs.
So actually, let's hear it on the air. How about that? Let's hear it on Z Radio Live. This is Yellow Majesty with Bastards. And before we go to that, actually, Yellow Majesty, where can people find you on social media?
They can find me on Instagram. They can find me on Facebook. I'm on YouTube, and I also have a website, www.yellowmajestymusic.com.
Awesome. Excellent. And here is Yellow Majesty's Bastard on the WebTip Music Station, Z Radio Live. Yellow Majesty, thanks again for joining us here on Zach and Evan.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.